time.
The Mickey Flailer Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What were you thinking?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It's cold outside.
Got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's
you can't do that.
This evening has been hoping that you drop.
Have you seen the, well, you have it. There is a political threat, Baby, It's Cold Outside one. Have you seen it? Oh, man, it's good.
Who sings it?
I don't know. It's something on Facebook or social media somewhere. I don't know. Somebody showed it to me yesterday. Yeah, that's a... Me too, man. You can't do that anymore. Can't play that song
we
anymore.
We can't play Dean Martin, Baby, It's Cold Outside?
No. You can see why, right? She wants to go and he won't let her go. No
cabs to be had. It's a song.
Huh?
It's a song.
No, but we play Biggie and Tupac. Hey. Yeah. You can't play Baby's Cold Outside. We can say,
it's a classic.
I see somebody having my baby. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Let's clean up for a little family hour here. A lot going on.
Yeah, sorry for such a rough start. That's on me, folks. Mickey had nothing to do with that. That one's on me.
Nothing to see here. Move on. All right. I want to get back to, by the way, let me reset where we are now. Monday Night Football last night. Seattle beats Minnesota 21-7. College basketball, there was nothing going on last night. No ranked teams played. No ACC teams played. No SEC teams played. A lot of exam weeks going on. AP All-American, Mitch Hyatt, Christian Wilkins, Cleveland Farrell, named first team AP All-Americans. This means that Christian Wilkins is the first three-time All-American in Clemson football history. This also means that Cleveland Farrell is the first two-time AP All-American. Now, on Wilkins, is one of the five All-American teams, Walter Camp, AP Football Writers Association, the five major ones. I wish we just had one All-American team. You know, I wish we had just had one authority on one national champion. Well, we do now through all that, except for Central Florida. The Farrell is the first two-time, only the second two-time AP All-American in Clemson history. Terry Kennard was the first one there. And then 247.com had their freshman All-American team. Trevor Lawrence, Justin Ross, and Xavier Thomas make that. All those guys, by the way, five stars. For all those folks wanting to say, like, stars don't matter, can I just do this quickly before we get back into the situation? Clemson last year, let me give you the five stars. I'll ask you, Mr. Or24, Zach Lake Tonto. We don't have any Eskimo stuff on today, do we? There's no Eskimo stuff at all.
I can't be bothered with this conversation right now. I'm watching The View.
Yeah.
And they're talking about why Baby It's Cold Outside is banned. Whoopi Goldberg is about to tell me about it.
Yeah, let's look at Joy Behart, really. Tell me how to live my life. That'd be great.
Because Whoopi Goldberg is where I go.
Oh, yeah. She's a moral compass.
For my moral views.
Right. All right. As far as five stars go, though, Mr. 24.
Yep.
Remember, last year, Clemson had 6 5 stars. Let me ask you how they did in their first year. Trevor Lawrence, as good or about the same or better than what you would have thought? Trevor Lawrence?
Better.
Darion Kendrick. I think better. I think he's going to be an unbelievable. I think he's going to be a superstar around here.
You know what? From what we talked about all summer and what he was built up to be, he's been great. I would say maybe a little bit less than what I thought.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me get his stats up here to give you that. I think he's turned into a dangerous kickoff returner now. I think he's very, very close to breaking a kickoff return.
Sure.
But on this season, as far as receptions go, Darion Kendrick, 15 catches, 210 yards, averaged 14 yards per catch.
You're also maybe unfairly comparing him to other members of that freshman class.
That's true.
And he's definitely... below a couple of other members.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Xavier Thomas?
Above my expectations.
Mine as well.
Yeah.
Justin Ross?
Above my expectations.
Mine as well. Justin Ross had 34 catches for 699 yards and 6 touchdowns this year. Second in touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He averaged 20.6 yards per catch.
But I'll tell you right now, I'm going to tell people for years how I saw him at practice and went, yep.
You did. You did. I remember that now. You did, buddy. Good job.
For years.
All right. Jackson Carmen?
Jackson Carmen, I mean, he's probably at the expectations.
I agree with that.
You didn't expect him to play a whole lot this year.
I agree with that. And the other, the sixth five-star last year, KJ Henry. We don't know, Richard.
We don't know. He redshirted, yes.
But let me tell you this. You know, I don't tell you very many things over here.
Mm.
You got your antenna on over there?
The antenna is up and receiving.
You got cell coverage over there for me?
See?
He's going to be a star here. He's going to be an absolute star.
No, he's going to Duke, no.
No, he's going to be a star here. He's going to be very, very good. So anyway, that's what we thought coming out of that. So, freshman All-American stuff there. Speaking of five stars, Clay Webb commits to Georgia over Alabama yesterday. Clemson and Auburn were in it, and the five-star center commits there. And Greg Little, offensive lineman from Ole Miss, the junior is headed early. And headed to the NFL early. And then finally, we have a new coach in college football. Kansas State has hired North Dakota State's Chris, is it Klieman? Klieman? Who is 67-6 and won three national championships. He's going to continue to coach out the season there at North Dakota State, trying to win their fourth national championship.
That's not a bad hire for Kansas State, is it?
All right, that's something I also want to talk about.
Okay. After this.
Well, let's talk about it quickly, and then I'll get long-term into it.
Okay.
The idea that you hire a FCS guy, move up in the ranks. I mean, it worked for Tressel at Ohio State, right?
It did.
It's worked at certain places. Would you rather hire, let me give you three or four, and again, this is just philosophically.
This guy's built a powerhouse at North Dakota State.
No doubt about it.
Multiple national championships.
Right, three. Six-year deal, by the way, worth $2.3 million.
With Bill Snyder still hanging over his head as an ambassador.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that idea.
It's terrible.
I hate that idea. Well, Bill Snyder wouldn't have done it that way, so I don't like that idea. All right, so.
Well, Bill Snyder can't tie his shoes, so I don't know what to tell you.
He drools. Let me give you some candidates, all right?
He wears the Velcro shoes.
Let me give you some candidates.
Love Phil Snyder.
The ultra-successful FCS coach. The young recruiter.
Mm-hmm.
That's B. C, the experienced coordinator. D, the guy that makes it up from, a mid-major. Or E, the retread, the old guy, like a Mac Brown type situation.
Like a Les Miles situation.
Les Miles, Mac Brown. So in other words, Kansas State goes and hires North Dakota State's coach.
Yep.
B, a young recruiter. Dabo Swinney. C, and I don't mean him, but C, like a coordinator, a Kirby Smart. E, a guy who makes it from the Mac. Or a mid-major, meaning Scott Frost, or D, Mac Brown, or, I don't mean those guys specifically, but if you're an AD, any of those guys philosophically better than the other guys, in your opinion?
For me, yes. If I'm hiring a guy, we've talked about climbers to nauseam on the show almost, right?
Right.
The retread is not something that I'm really particularly interested in. The young recruiter, it's all about relating to the prospects and the players coming out of high school and being able to make that connection and bridge the gap of any generational thing. And if you're a guy that can do that, we use Dabo just because it's an easy example. If you're a guy that can do that, you're going to have a lot of success at that level, aren't you? Surround yourself with great people.
Let me throw a little curveball at you.
Please. I'll sit on the curve.
I watched.
Take that right to right field. I'm telling you right now.
I watched Clemson women's basketball struggle like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
With up-and-coming assistant, with mid-major hire, with experienced hire. The first person that took Jim Davis' spot, the lady from Texas, whatever, she was an experienced hire. And then they went with Arturo, who was an up-and-coming assistant. Then they went with a mid-major, which is the last one, and I don't want to call Amanda Butler a retread, but someone who's been there before, kind of deal. quite frankly, the program now looks better than it's been looked in 15 years because Amanda Butler looks like she knows exactly what she's doing. So in the idea of a Les Miles and a Mack Brown, these are people who have been there, who have won at the highest level, who have won national championships, who know how to build programs. Buying any of that, I don't want to put Amanda Butler in that, and she's still young, and she's still, you know, got some mountains to climb. But you see what I'm saying? There is something to be said about the experience of, hey, I've done this before, I can do this again.
Does that help at more established places or places that
I don't know
are hurting a little bit more?
I don't know. I mean, did it help at? I need to look at some examples of this. I mean, the up-and-coming coordinator, Clay Helton, has been a failure at Southern Cal. I think it's all depends on the individual, obviously. But I don't expect – you would expect Mack Brown to have more success than Les Miles, wouldn't you, just because of North Carolina and Kansas? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, because Kansas is a dumpster fire.
Who wins more, Kansas or Kansas State? You get the North Dakota State coach or Les Miles?
I mean, you would assume Kansas State, right? It's been a better program for years.
Yeah. But programs certainly changed through the years.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Absolutely.
So you can do that.
I think it's a great hire by Kansas State.
I think it is, really too. Do. Again, I don't know enough about this guy. I do watch the national championship game, maybe the semifinals some of these years, and they have a great program. And they've knocked off some bigger schools, some Power 5 schools. So do a wonderful job there. With that said, though, it doesn't mean he's going to be successful for sure, but that part of the country, recruiting that part of the country, knowing that part of the country, I like an awful lot of what goes on there, right? So I think it's a pretty good hire. Of the new coaches, and let me see.
Did Brent Venable say no to that job?
I think that the we can pretty much say that, can't we?
His interview did it for him?
No. I don't think he's going, but I don't think he wanted that job for sure. I think it's pretty.
Rumored to have been the dream destination, right? That was his one that he would consider.
That was his alma mater.
Yeah.
But I don't believe. All right, so far, let me ask you this. And I want to touch on the Louisville stuff after a break.
Oh.
So far, Akron is still open. Appalachian State is still open. And Temple is still open. And Utah State is going to hire somebody. I thought I saw them. They've already hired somebody. Oh, Anderson is going back.
So Anderson Utah State. University is open?
No. Is it Mike Anderson? Bob Anderson? The guy that was the guy that was at Oregon State, I think, is going to Utah State. I think I'm right saying that. So anyway, all right, give me the best hire so far. Scott Loeffler at Bowling Green, Jim McElwain at Central Michigan, Will Healy at Charlotte, Mel Tucker at Colorado, Mike Houston to East Carolina, Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech, Les Miles at Kansas, Hugh Freeze at Liberty, Scott Satterfield at Louisville, Mike Loxley at Maryland, Walt Bell at UMass, Mack Brown at North Carolina, Ryan Day at Ohio State, Jake Spadaval at Texas State, Matt Wells at Texas Tech, Tyson Helton at Western Kentucky. I don't see anybody out there that I say, home run, they hit it out of the park. What a great hire. Who's the best of the hires?
To me, it's probably Satterfield at Louisville.
Right.
Guy coming off a conference title at his former school, his former employer. You're coming into a program that needs a shot in the arm of the good guy material, and he seems to be that and a little bit more.
I can see it. Mel Tucker is a guy that has my attention, and he was very successful at Georgia as their defensive coordinator. He's a guy. Let me give you his background quickly before we get to break, and I'll talk about Louisville stuff again after the next break.
Whoa.
He's only 46 years old. He played at Wisconsin. He coached at Michigan State as a GA, Miami of Ohio, then LSU, Ohio State. He's with the Cleveland Browns and Jacksonville Jaguars and the Bears, and then Alabama, Georgia, and Colorado now as a head coach. I think Mel Tucker is that guy who he's ready for a job. Now, just because you're ready for a job and you prepared, that looks like what Will Muschamp did, some NFL stuff and all these big programs, defense coordinator, but he wasn't ready for the Florida job. I don't know if Mel Tucker's ready for the Colorado job or not, but I can say that he's done everything he could to this point in time to be ready for it.
There's much less pressure at Colorado than there is at Florida.
Exactly.
So it could work.
Right. It could. We'll see. And there's certainly, you know, growing room for growing there.
You're a climbing kind of guy. You're a look like us, talk like us kind of guy. The Georgia Tech hire is not a bad hire in that sense.
Yeah, I don't know enough about Jeff Collins yet. I want to see what his teams look like, his personality looks like, what his recruiting looks like, what his staff looks like. And these guys are still putting together staffs.
They're going to run a pro system.
Yep. Yep.
Should be interesting to see that coming to Death Valley.
It should be for game one, August the 29th.
I would prefer not to see a Calvin Johnson go there again, if we're going to be honest.
I would agree with that.
So
even though Calvin Johnson got shut out here on one of those games, he tore us up one game and got shut out one game.
The other game he didn't.
Yeah. Now, when I say best hires, we have Texas State, Ryan Day at Ohio State. Maybe, but Ohio State's certainly the easier job. Ohio State's going to win more football games than everybody on that list. But is that because of Ryan Day or in spite of Ryan Day? So we don't know. Don't know. When we come back, I tell you what, let me get Hal, my buddy Hal, that I didn't see on Friday because I wasn't at Chick-fil-A. He's going to check in with us now. Hey, good morning, Hal. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. The Panthers, I mean, they've been kind of inconsistent lately, you know?
What's going on? What is it? Is that six in a row? How many they lost in a row, Hal?
Five in a row. And couple games they, if they hadn't been annihilated by Pittsburgh and all that, they could have won a couple of those other games that they lost and all that. And they're just a game behind the Saints, just a couple of months ago in that division.
Yeah, that game, it seemed like the Pittsburgh game was kind of a turning point, it looks like. Now, in hindsight, it looks like that game's a turning point, but they're in disarray right now, and I don't know what's going to turn it around, but the Falcons, too, our local teams aren't playing very well.
I didn't care less about the Falcons, but Greg Olsen, he's out for the year, you know.
Yeah. Injuries are piling up at a lot of different places right now.
And the Panthers need some offensive line. They need to tie in somehow. Greg Olsen may have some good years left whenever he's healthy.
Yeah.
But maybe going back to the thing about maybe it's cold outside. First time I heard that song there's several deals doing it. First I've heard it was from KT Austin and Barry Manilow, and also who else? Rod Stewart and Dolly Parton and Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett.
Didn't Ray Charles sing it with somebody? I enjoy that version of it. Willie Nelson, Willie Nelson sing it with what's the lady's name? Doggone it. Norah Jones. Didn't they sing it together?
I don't think I heard that.
It's good. You got to get that one, buddy. You got to find that one out. You know who's going to sing it right here during the break? Me and Zach Orr. That'd be good, right?
Oh, wow.
Hey, I miss you at Chick-fil-A, man. Hope you're doing well. Do you have a good Thanksgiving and everything?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I was surprised our power didn't go off. Over the weekend, all that slate.
Yeah, well, we're blessed, man. We're blessed. Come by and see us soon, Hal. Good to talk to you this morning.
Anyway, catch you later. Bye.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. It's a good friend, Hal. See him at Chick-fil-A every single week. You and I are going to sing it during the break. Maybe we'll come back and we'll practice it. Baby, it's cold outside. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Hey, my friends at Canty, in case you do have any foundation issues, let Canty come and raise it for you. Canty, CantyCanFixIt.com. Foundation specialist company. I don't know anybody else who does this. They do have competition, though, but they're the best at it. They want to come to your home and just look at things. They might have something that they can help you with. You know, you might not have any issues at all. Might just be some bad sheetrock. It could be a really bad foundation issue. Don't lose the biggest investment in your home. Go with Canty. Canty, CantyCanFixIt.com. You know what I did yesterday? I forgot to tell you.
What's that?
Watch the movie Miracle. Not tonight.
Did you?
Tonight. Yeah.
It's on Netflix.
You know, something that we... No. It was on some FX.
But it is on Netflix as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
The best line of the movie, besides the speech.
I'm so excited.
Who do you play for? All
that yeah.
I love it. Was when we're up 4-3 and the clock's winding down.
Yeah.
And the Soviets don't pull their goalie and Herb Brooks looks over at the assistant and goes, he didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do.
They've never had to pull their goalie before.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Great line. I missed that one in the first 10 times I saw it. But the movie Miracle. And then just how bad. You know what's really stuck out to me?
What?
Like, what a freaking loser Jimmy Carter was. And just mm-hmm. how what a shambles our country was because how weak he was. What a weak leader. And now he's telling other people's presidency. What a loser that guy was.
That's what you took away from
him? Yeah, yeah, just how weak
man.
We were.
That was a story about...
How our country was in shambles, and it wasn't the president let us out. It was the hockey team that let us out of it.
I remember watching it for the first couple of times as a kid and being so taken aback by the gas lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like sitting in lines for gas for hours.
Oh, yeah.
That it was so crazy.
You got Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
You get gas.
That was really cool.
First time I've seen it, you go out gas by the half gallon rather than the gallon.
Is that right?
Yeah, because it got so high that they charged by the half gallon, and when they did the pumps back.
What was high? What were they charging a gallon?
I don't even know, man. Interest rates were like 18-20%.
What?
For homes.
Goodness gracious.
You know why? Because of weak leadership. It took a hockey team to lead our country out of it. Hey, we'll take a break. William, hang on. Coming to you. When we come back, I want to talk about philosophically the Louisville Cardinals. Should you take scholarships away or scholarship offers away to high school kids when you bring in new staffs? Maybe the answer's not as clear as we think. Let's talk about it after a short break.
Hey, Tiger fans. Did you know that Tigertown Village is growing? Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is getting bigger and better with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase 2 of Tigertown Village. These charming cottages will feature a spacious open floor plan with rustic elements and industrial-inspired accents. Our model cottage is ready for tours, and we can't wait to show you. Check out our website at ttvfarmhouse.com and schedule a tour today.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bosie and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bosie Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easily now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easily will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easily. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at 3 upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's officially football season. Fall is right around the corner, and it's the perfect time to invest in a new comfy mattress. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca features both Beautyrest and Serta brands and has the largest stock and lowest prices around. Stop in, lay around, and the outlet's experienced staff will guide you in finding your new mattress today. Open 7 days a week. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A. The staff at Black Smokehouse in Seneca want to thank all of our customers for such a blessed year. And in this time of celebration, we want to highlight another local small business, Wilkerson Lawn Care. They provide all types of grass maintenance, grass feed, mulch, plant installations, and more. Give Jalen a call at 864-401-5396 for a free estimate. Join us in supporting local small businesses this holiday season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Black Smokehouse and all of our friends in the community.
I'm David Batson with Carolina Roof Rescue, here to personally invite you to an exclusive meeting with Business Networking International. Clemson's forming chapter of BNI is for local business people who are looking to make network connections and generate new leads. Find out more at our open house this Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. at the Alumni Cafe in Clemson. Enjoy free breakfast and an opportunity to learn more, no strings attached. This Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. at the Alumni Cafe in Clemson, 1310 Tiger Boulevard, because your network is your greatest asset.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Hit in the backfield, fumbles the ball, and it's scooped up. Pickney comes away with it. I think he caused the fumble, and he also picks it up.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Well, us two. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. I'm fired up about taxes today. I'm fired up about my tax solutions today. I've got my my two latest bank statements in today. They go into a big file. I got a file that would choke a goat, man. I got a huge file. I don't say receipts anymore because I got all this other stuff in there, but like just where things go, how they go, what it all need. I got it. Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, 859-8289, 859-8289.
How do you choke a goat?
You feed them my big old tax file.
Is that a saying, or did you make that up?
No. It's a saying. Yeah. Speaking of choke a goat.
I never heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
I had goats growing up.
I got a good goat story for you. I can't tell you on here.
I think you should tell it on there. I encourage you to do so.
No.
We're the bad boys of radio today.
It's a practical joke that someone played.
After playing banned songs, we're going to do a screening of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer after the show.
Right.
So we are going no holds barred today.
I love it. Get your tax preparations done, or you know you still got time to do some tax planning done. That's what I do with these guys as well, and I maximize that return as a result. I don't worry about my taxes. Put everything in a folder, and take it on over there. PATTX.com, 859-8289.
How about that?
Hey, your friend William's checking in. Good morning, William. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mickey. How's it going, bud?
Man, we're blessed. You have a good weekend. We hear from you yesterday. We were worried about you with the snow and everything.
I tried to get in a couple of times, but you guys had a bunch going on, so I had to pay attention to the road. Didn't have time for all that.
Always, the road comes first. I got you.
Everybody's concerned. We got two problems in Georgia, they think. They're concerned about Mel Tucker leaving. This is my opinion, brother, and if you don't agree with me, I understand. But let him go, dude. Where does our coach come from? He comes from a defensive background. What is his meat and potatoes? What got him where he's at right now? You answer that for me.
Defense.
I mean, our defense is going to be fine. Defense is going to be fine.
Yeah.
And everybody's worried about Justin Fields transferring. I mean, dude, there's five stars coming out of high school every day of the week, especially in Georgia. We produce them at a good rate. You know that.
Yep.
I mean, if it's going to cause all that drama, let the kid go. Because in my opinion, Jake Fromm has proven himself, dude. That's it. I mean, he is the man, and he should have that job, denying the fact or whatever the word is for it, the fact of him getting hurt, you know what I'm saying? And that's the only thing I can say. He's got that job.
Yep. He's your guy.
Zach, I agree with you, dude, on the college players not wanting to play in the bowl games. I mean, I can see Mickey's point, but that's their future, man. That's their money. That's their living. And, you know, I don't agree with you much, but I agree with you this time, brother. Y'all have a good day, okay?
Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call. Here's the deal with Georgia. Fields is going to transfer out. Everybody knows that. Defense coordinator wise, Kirby runs the defense anyway. Mel Tucker, yeah, he'll be missed. But look, you got Malik Herring there. You got.
Is Kirby on the punt team?
Ouch. Very ouch.
Just curious, Ben.
You'll miss DeAndre Walker. I don't know who else going pro.
Baker.
You'll miss Baker. He's a senior.
You'll miss Baker.
Yeah, no doubt. You'll miss Baker. But the rest of that, you know, Julian Rochester, and I tell you, I like Monty Rice. Up-and-coming linebacker. Like him a lot.
Is the Fields thing real? Is he going?
Yeah, he won't stay around there.
Where's he going to go?
He won't hang around there. I don't know where he's going.
That's two Florida quarterbacks State? In 2 years.
Question mark?
Well, Clemson does that all the time, too.
Who? He won't go to Florida because they got Emory Jones. He'll go to either Miami, Florida State. He won't go to Georgia Tech. Tennessee, nah. Auburn? Maybe? They're looking for a quarterback now. To run the Gus bus?
Spurned by Kelly Bryant. They are looking for a quarterback still.
Yeah. But my point is, look, Georgia's got...
Go to Missouri and beat out Kelly?
they've got Brenton Cox, and they've got... they've got a bunch of players on defense. Offensively, I think, I'm right by saying this, Godwin's gone. Ridley's a junior, but he'll come back. He needs to come back. Andrew Thomas comes back on the offensive line. Trey Hill comes back on the offensive line. Cade Mays comes back on the offensive line. Isaiah Wilson, this would be a great offensive line. Isaac Nauta, I'm not sure if he comes back or not. Holyfield might go. Swift comes back, though. You'll be fine there. Georgia, you're fine. You're recruiting great. Hardman, I think Nico Hardman comes back. I don't think he's going to go. You'll be great. Everything will be fine there. Demetrius Robinson finally kind of gets things going. And recruiting great. Georgia's going to be great next year. Georgia will be preseason top five next year. And eventually they'll have so much talent that even Kirby can't screw it up. All right. Fear of the Turtle. Let me set the topic for you, because now you want to talk about Louisville. In case you have not seen this, Louisville has revoked some scholarships. The new staff has come in and revoked some scholarship offers, saying that they wouldn't fit. The initial reaction is, oh, my God, I can't believe you do that to a kid. But I see both sides of it. Why bring a kid in, you know, can't play for you, he's not going to play for you, give him a chance to go somewhere else, he still has a chance to do that. And also, you're going to be held accountable for bringing guys in, even in that very first year, wins and loss wise. Good morning, Fear the Turtle. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Blessed. Fantastic.
Before we get to that part, the best hire is obviously going to be Hugh Freeze, because when the ESPN 30 for 30 comes out and they make the college football playoff and all the illicit drugs and hookers and everything else, it's going to be glorious to watch.
Oh, man.
He's obviously the best hire.
I just, for the life of me, I can't believe they hired Hugh Freeze.
Well, like Zach said, isn't the AD from Baylor?
Yeah.
Boom, ball in.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's how it goes. Mm. As far as the Louisville deal, yeah, it's a crappy deal for the kids, but Durkin did the same thing. Edsel destroyed the program. He had a bunch of guys verbal that were really no better than a little bit lower than mid-major and SCS. So I don't have a problem with it. You know, if you can't play, you can't play. He's getting paid millions of dollars to win, and as a fan, you're expecting him to win. Tough lesson to learn at that age, but, you know, nobody said life was fair either, Mick, did they?
No.
I don't remember seeing that written down anywhere.
No. Everywhere I look, I see all kinds of signs that life is not fair. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, like I said, it's a tough lesson to learn it at that age. And, yeah, it's a bit, you know, it's a bit of a bad deal for them. But at the end of the day, you're paying that guy $3 million a year to win.
And he's responsible.
That's how it is.
Well, he's responsible. And, you know, let's face it. It's not like that Bobby Petrino is bringing in a bunch of good kids. And I don't know about these kids that got turned away or why they got turned away. But if you got some character issues that are out there that Petrino has obviously recruited in the past, I think it's more than okay to say, hey, wait a minute, we want to go another direction. We want to cut ties altogether. We want to start a whole new culture here. And part of that culture is not bringing in guys that maybe were in the gray area when it comes to the culture, to the character issues.
Yeah, it's not even that. When I was working out at WKU, they had brought in a kid from Lexington as a running back, and he was, you know, he had like 2,400 yards his senior year. He was one of the best running backs. And next thing you know, they brought in a new coach and with a spread offense, and you know, he hardly played his first 2 years, and he ended up transferring out. So I mean, you know, things happen in life, and you know how you deal with it.
Totally agree.
You know, good luck to those kids. Hope they can find something, you know, what they're looking for. But, you know, this is just what it is, guys. Get
totally
over.
Agree. Couldn't agree more, Fear the Turtle. Appreciate the phone call.
All right, man.
Thanks a lot.
Yep.
I, on the surface, your initial reaction is, oh, my God, I can't believe they do that to the kids.
No.
But would it be – well, mine is. Would it be more unfair to bring the kids in – without any chance or any thought ever playing them again because they don't fit their system and they don't fit what they're looking for. You know, one of the things we do this all the time at Store 24.
What do we do?
We got to sign. We need bodies in the secondary. We need bodies on the offensive line. We need bodies at wide receiver. We got to go out. So we're going to sign guys. I don't want to ever sign guys just to sign them just for numbers, because that guy is taking up a scholarship for the next 4 years. And he's going to be a liability for you for 4 years. If you don't think he can play in your system, if you don't think he's good enough to play for your program, I don't like number recruiting wise. I don't like getting it. Well, we have to, you know, we got to get this many players at this position in here. I would sign a guy thinking, can this guy help us win? If you can, sign. If you can't, don't sign.
It stinks if you're a kid trying to sign in 8 days, but you also have the option of waiting until the original signing period of February.
Great point.
You can find a place to go by February.
Great point. And if we've learned anything, we have learned that if you don't sign early, then you become a hot commodity late because the pool is much smaller. And if you are a cornerback, last year we had about four cornerbacks out there that weren't highly thought of in the fall, didn't sign in the fall, and became commodities in January. Remember, we had the kid from South Carolina, the linebacker. Alabama lost a couple linebackers. They came after a kid out of South Carolina that, like, nobody has ever heard of last year. Because, boy, that pool gets smaller. And you got to fill a number or two. So you kind of make a reach out there. And, again, you know, you make up for that. We'll see how all that turns out. Delvin, hang on. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Take your phone calls, your text, your tweets. Tony Morrell is going to join us at 8:05. We'll talk a lot of South Carolina recruiting and where they are right now. Let me do this, Mr. Orr 24. How you doing over there? Everything good in your life?
I'm great over here. Good. Enjoying my time.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. We'll talk more presidential rankings during the break. I wish we could have shows during the break. You know, Dan Patrick kind of does it at his show. They shoot baskets or they hit balls. When is a golf simulator in here, by the way?
A golf simulator would be fun. Batting cage would be great.
Can we get that?
Listen, I don't see why not.
That's what we need.
It's Christmas time. Upper management should be in a giving mood.
You and Phil throw the football outside during breaks.
We did do that.
You and I don't do it. It's too cold outside. It's too foggy outside right now.
We couldn't see the ball. I get hit in the face.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. Hey, let me tell you about our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, about our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. This is one of those. When I first sat down with the guys at Palmetto Dunes and talked about doing this, one of the things we want to do is bring attention to golf in the state of South Carolina. And this is one of those. I'm going to tell you about Palmetto Dunes in a second. But let me tell you, there's 20 boys in the state of South Carolina that signed golf scholarships. I want to bring attention to those guys. Daniel Azaleon from Hilton Head with Virginia Tech. Colton Bridges from Chesty signed with Erskine. Garrett Cooper from Calpin signed with Coastal Carolina. Parker Fain from Bowling Springs signed with USC Upstate. Ian Folkner from Simpsonville with Wofford. Carlos Gari from Myrtle Beach signed with Wofford. Caleb Henson from Buford signed with Anderson. Dylan Height from Lexington with Charleston Southern. Thomas Hollingsworth from Spartanburg with Presbyterian. Dylan Humes from Lexington with Erskine. Nick Mayfield from Rocky Hill with South Carolina. Jimmy McCollum from Greer signed with PC. Bronson Myers from Columbia signed with Elon. Walker Redmond from Greer with Limestone. Willis Rogers from Charleston with Winthrop. Drayton Stewart from Charleston signed with Clemson. Seth Taylor from Gaffney with Coastal Carolina. Colton Trahan from North Augusta with Charleston Southern. Mitchell Vance from Hartsville with Francis Marion. Congratulations. 20 players from the state. That's awesome. And it goes to show you about junior golf in the state of South Carolina. Really cool stuff there. Great, great stuff. Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, bringing attention to amateur golf and professional golf and really your golf courses and superintendents and golf professionals and junior golf all over the state. It's our great friends at Palmetto Dunes. Hey, it's the award-winning resort from beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Get in touch with them in the holiday season. Get the gift cards from PalmettoDunes.com. Make your arrangements for PalmettoDunes.com. A friend of mine tells me, he goes, man, my company, we shut it down. I was talking to a good friend the other day. He goes, we shut it down about December the 20th, but the 15th. We don't make sales calls after the 15th. Hey, you got the rest of my thought. Head down to Hilton Head for a little while. Beautiful Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com, the oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. We'll take a break. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment before Tony Morrell. Delvin, hang on, more after this.
Consecutive ACC titles.
The Clemson Tigers are ready to bring another title home, but there's one more stop on the road to Santa Clara. The Clemson Tigers will battle the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. It's the College Football Playoff Semifinal on December 29th from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
The 2018 Cotton Bowl starts with the Tiger pregame show at 1 p.m. on December 29th on the flagship station of Clemson Football, 105.5 The Roar.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, today it's hello, handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. We're with Factor 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
Guys, do you have fatigue, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or low sex drive?
It may be low T,
and Factor 30 can help.
For a limited time, get it checked for only $99.
Call 372-3003, Factor30.com, where consultations are always free.
Look good.
Feel good.
Life's good.
Goodbye, handsome.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
You don't need an umbrella until it's raining, kind of like how you don't need insurance until you need it. Emergencies happen, life happens, and it's a good thing to know you're covered for exactly what you need and nothing that you don't. Call Mark Miesbauer, Local Health Markets Insurance Agent, to make sure you're covered. And for the lowest price, the call and Mark services are completely free. Open enrollment ends December 15th, so be sure to call today. 864-214-2375.
Saturday, December 15th, witness the beautiful sounds of online sensation Anthem Lights, live at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. For Anthem Lights, December 15th at 7:30. For Anthem Lights, an event for the entire family. Anthem Lights, with over 147 million YouTube views. Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center, Anderson. Saturday, December 15th.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Impress your guests this holiday season with insanely clean carpets with zero res. They clean with powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned and sanitized for $129 when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Don't let your carpet suffer because of the holidays. Book now by calling 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union. With convenient services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now, who's with me?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all.
I wasn't tired. I didn't hit a brick wall. I wasn't.
No. We're the bad boys of radio today, folks. No, come man. On and get you some.
I was just about to tell how much I love that Travin Wilburys.
The bad boys of radio.
I was in a great mood hearing little Travin Wilburys. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, do that while I tell folks about engineer sleep. My friend who went by, and he went and picked his up, by the way, over Engineer Sleep. They can deliver for you. They're busy. They can deliver for you as well. But he talked about how, man, at Engineer Sleep, they're making these mattresses for people all over the world right now. And, like, the NBA players or the Real Housewives or like, talked about the Green Bay Packers. And, like, their business is booming right now. But they really, they love the Engineer Sleep part of this business. They love the business of you coming in and getting a custom-made mattress. And they love doing it right here in the upstate. How's your pillow working out for you over there? Engineer Sleep pillow, pretty good?
Sleep like a baby.
Yeah. Never did get a T-shirt from the guys.
I can't get one of those T-shirts.
I need one bad.
Are they going to be there at Mellow Mushroom?
They need to be there. We're at Mellow Mushroom tomorrow, by the way.
We are, 5 to 8 tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Delvin is up next, 654 Roar. Delvin, I appreciate you hanging on through the break, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
We're blessed. Everything's great.
Yeah, you talking about the best coaching hires? I got two. I like what East Carolina did with Mike Houston or James Madison. He's from North Carolina. He wanted to be there, and he got success as a coach, winning that championship. And I like what Georgia Tech did with Joe Collins. I think that's a sneaky good hire.
I agree on both accounts so far on paper now. And, again, a lot of it is...
Yeah, on paper, like I said, I agree with you on paper. They look good on paper.
What? But now, look, a lot of times, Dove, and we've seen this before, a lot of times that it's not successful, but it's not the person's fault. It might not be Jeff Collins' fault. You know, maybe Georgia Tech's a job right now that the academic constraints that are on them, that the facility constraints that are on them, that the budgetary constraints that are on them, that playing in a state with the University of Georgia, that having to defend their state when Alabama and Auburn and Clemson and Tennessee and Florida State come up there, maybe it's just too tough. Maybe that it doesn't work out. Maybe he didn't get to hire the guys he wants to hire. Maybe they handcuff him with, like I said, budgets or facilities or academics. Who knows? But on paper at this point in time, I kind of like the direction. I like the idea of it, and it's going to take us about 2 or 3 years to find out.
Yeah, and don't forget, he can recruit the North now since he's been in for the W, too. That's a key point, too.
Yeah, good point. And Georgia Tech, you know, going up north and getting some players, they've had some success doing that in the past. And, you know, major city Atlanta, you know, that kind of stuff. So maybe they're able to go do that.
Yeah, and what do you think about Kent State hire, the North Dakota State head coach? And I'll get a chance out there.
Thank you, Dell. I appreciate the phone call. I like it on paper. I don't know enough about him personally, but he has had success. 3 national championships, 67-6 overall. Heck, I like that. I like that an awful lot. Zach, have you seen this? This is University of Florida. They're letting dads dress up in uniforms with their sons on official visits.
Yikes.
It's not a good look.
Yikes.
You know, you see these photo ops of players in these uniforms, but it doesn't look quite as good on the dad bod.
That's funny.
You can.
I'm sure they got a kick out of that though when they're doing it.
Yeah, ESPN Football has a clip of that. Pretty good stuff there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Charles is up next. Good morning, Charles. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, I'm calling. I've been listening to you guys this morning, and William called in, was talking about Coach Tucker taking a job at another school.
Right.
And right at the end of your conversation, I caught a little remark that you said even Coach Smart wouldn't be able to screw it up.
I've said that for the last 3 years. It wasn't just one comment. Well, I've said it for 3 years.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for people like Venable and Elliott and the other side judges over there, or side coaches over there with Dabo Swinney, he wouldn't be any good.
Oh, I see what you did there, Charles. You turned Dumbo into Dabo. That's pretty clever. I see what you did there.
Well,
hey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Hold on, Charles. Now, I'll let you speak in a minute. Should I say Kirby Dumb? You like that? See, I turned smart into dumb. See what I did there?
Yeah, no. Kirby is smart. He's smarter than Dabo.
He is?
He's a better coach than Dabo is.
He is, really. How many national championships?
Absolutely is, sir.
How many national championships?
Well, he hasn't coached for 3 years in the head coach position, sir.
Okay.
And where has he took us in those 3 years?
To a 4th-and-11 and trying to go for it inside your own territory despite the other team having it.
I felt like that 4th-and-11 would come up. I felt like that would come up. Yeah, and if that's all you can give in response to how good Kirby has been, everybody goes to the 4th-and-11.
Because it's easy.
That would have been a great,
it's low-hanging fruit.
That would have been a great play. It would have been a great play, sir. If it hadn't have been for a bad snap, that would have been a great play.
And you're not biased. Hey, Charles, and I'll let you finish. I'll give you as much time as you want. But the idea that it's inside your own territory – that first of all, the idea that you blew 2 fourth-quarter leads is one thing. The idea, though, that it's inside your own territory, it's 4th-and-11, not 4th-and-short, 4th-and-11, that you put Fields on the punt team, that despite not being on the punt team at all, and you had some timeouts left, and you noticed that Alabama did not put their punt team out there. They kept their defensive team and punt safe out there, and you still went with it? Now, tell me you can defend that.
Yes, sir. That play, Kirby Smart, in his remarks, defended that himself. They had looked at those tapes over the season and watched the Alabama not cover one of their people. And that's what they were looking at. And if they had snapped the ball right to begin with, and it hadn't been bobbled by Fields, that play would have worked.
I 100% disagree with that excuse.
It did not work.
I 100% disagree with that excuse. Because it wasn't a snap that messed it up. When a team goes into punt safe and they don't put their punt team out there, then they're going to cover everybody. It's a wrong call, man. You blew the call, just like you blew the national championship game last year.
No, sir. There was one player that was not covered, and that's all I'm going to say. I just didn't appreciate you making the wisecrack about Kirby.
Wait, Charles, don't go yet. Don't hang up yet. I'm having a lot of fun here. Can you tell me specifically why Kirby Smart is a better coach than Dabo Swinney? In your own terms.
Coach Smart came from the best coach in the SEC conference, which is who?
So he's not good enough by himself. He's good enough by reputation. Is that what you're saying to me?
Nick Saban.
Right, Nick Saban. He was from the SEC, from the Southeastern Conference.
He was the defensive coordinator with Alabama defense. He led them to more than one national championship, and he has came to Georgia and transformed the Georgia program into a top two, top three team.
Not this year, they will be better.
Well, yeah, okay.
And he'll be better, not his first year, not his third year. He'll be better what?
They will be even better in 2019 than they were in 2018.
I agree with that.
And you mark my word, before the end of Jake Fromm's career at Georgia, we will be the national champion.
I agree with that. Because there's so many players in the state of Georgia that they will be so talented that even Kirby Smart can't screw it up.
Okay. All right. Well, At least he's not Dumbo.
Who is Dumbo?
You can't put together a literal sentence. You can't speak the English language, and you're going to call this guy Dumbo? You're going to call Dabo Swinney Dumbo?
You don't have subject-verb agreement, but you're going to call Dabo Dumbo.
Believe it or not, got a degree from that vaunted SEC school you're talking about that you're basing your entire argument off of. Get out of here.
But your argument is Dabo's name sounds like Dumbo to you.
Dumbo. That's the guy. That's the Gahilk guy. That's him.
How about the Southeastern Conference?
Yes, that's what it is.
I love that one.
That's all right. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
It's fine.
But he did not appreciate me saying that even Kirby Smart can't screw it up because Dumbo can. Like, he didn't dump my shot because Dumbo could. I hear you, brother. I hear you. Keep it up, Charles.
I'll go to bat for Dabo if I have to.
I like it. You got Dabo's back.
Let me be clear about that.
You got Dabo's back. Hey, let's be clear about this. The Georgia job's better than the Clemson job. Let me ask you this. Do you think Kirby Smart could have come to Clemson in 2009 and turned into a national power, one of the top two programs in the country? I don't. Do you think that Dabo Swinney could have gone to Georgia in 3 years and turned him into a national power? I do. We always talk on this show, for some reason, well, what would you do against her schedule? If you gave Dabo Swinney Georgia's program as his first head coaching job, Mr. Or 24, how would he do?
He would do well.
If you gave Kirby Smart Clemson in 2009, you think that he'd have them in his first 10 years winning a national championship, playing for two national championships, going to the college football playoff 4 straight years and winning 4 straight ACC championships? Winning 5 championships altogether, 5 ACC championships? I don't. I can say this, I don't.
How many times has a Nick Saban coordinator beat him head-to-head?
Zero.
Interesting.
Hey, this is great news for Tennessee fans because all you have to do is work for Nick Saban as a coordinator, and then you're going to be great.
Then you're in.
Yeah.
Then you're a top two, maybe three program
in
the country.
Even McElwain wouldn't that. Look, again, the Georgia job, you can't screw it up. The Georgia job is like being Jennifer Aniston's makeup artist.
There's a lot of great Georgia fans out there.
We do. But let's be honest about it. The Georgia job is like being Jennifer Aniston's makeup artist.
Yes.
You can't screw it up.
I can do it. I'm bad at makeup. I can't do makeup.
No. Well, just leave it alone. Don't put anything on
it. Yeah, she's good.
Put a little rouge.
Ooh, natural.
You know, a little foundation.
Just a little blush.
one of Meredith's friends calls it foundation. Put some foundation on.
A little foundation.
Put a little lipstick on there. You look great.
If the barn needs painting, you paint it. You know what I mean?
The barn doesn't need paint.
That's
George's
true.
Barn did not need painting. Just don't go screw the thing up. I love that guy. I love subject verb agreement. Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Trail have a lot of great things going for it. Trail have great people. Let Trail take care of you. They want to build your next building for you. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. 800-319-7006. They do it in all kinds of ways. How about the story of Trail and what they do in the community and what they do? And we know the cumulative things with Trail Cares and all the things that they get behind, the breast cancer stuff, the cancer walk stuff, all the stuff they do. How about what they do individually and over there, their people? And I know just how charitable they are, caring about the community, building right here in the community, and keep giving right here in the community. You're going to love it. TREHEL.com. The relationships are great at Trail. Trail, 800-319-7006. More after this.